from the KBIA newsroom in Colombia. I'm Jack Kosowski. Colombia police say a levee will be built on a river where authorities have searched for the body of missing woman Meng Chi-Ji Elledge. Elledge has been missing since last October. Police announced Wednesday that the levee will be built into the Lamine River near the community of Boonville in an area where cadaver dogs have hit on a scent. Her husband, Joseph Elledge, is charged with killing her. Police say a levee will allow search teams to move heavy equipment further out into the river to aid with the search. MU School of Medicine announced temporary pay cuts for faculty and a pay cut or furlough for staff. According to the Missourian, the announcement came during a virtual town hall meeting for employees yesterday. Faculty have to take a 10% pay cut from May 1st to July 31st. Staff members will either have to take a 10% cut or will have to take a week-long furlough during the same period. Stephen Zweig, MU School of Medicine dean, says that the cuts to state funding because of COVID-19 will result in a loss of around $8 million for the School of Medicine. Mike Kohler, chief administrative officer and head of human resources for the School of Medicine, says that the changes will reduce the overall expenses of the university and health system. The Columbia Public School District has a tiered plan in place to allow employees to come back to school buildings. From the district spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark, custodial, nutrition, and tech services will return during the first tier. According to the Missourian, those that do return to the buildings are being told to wear personal protective equipment if they can and to follow social distancing guidelines from the health department. The district has also ordered face masks and gloves so that staff members can have them if they would like them. The second tier is tentatively planned for midsummer, and the final tier will be around the fall before school is to begin. There are three possible scenarios for re-entry structures for the 2020-21 school year. These scenarios include traditional instruction, a hybrid model, and one completely online. Missouri's Republican-led legislature is taking up a new redistricting plan once again. A House committee advanced the proposal yesterday. The measure would ask voters yet again to change state redistricting rules. Missourians in 2018 voted to make partisan fairness and competitiveness top criteria in drawing state House and Senate districts. The Republican proposal would shift those to the least important criteria. If approved by the House, the measure would head to voters. Democrats questioned yesterday why Republicans are spending time on the proposal during COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBIA News, Columbia.